I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That's steveharveyfm.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. Could be you. Never know.
Could be you. Buckle up. Mm-hmm. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject: trapped under his bed. This is crazy, dear Steve and Shirley. I really need some advice. I met this man that is 10 years older than I am, and I really like him a lot. He's still married, but he and his wife are living as roommates, and he does not sleep with her anymore. I have gone to his house many nights and would leave before his wife and kids wake up. When he takes me out, we only go to the casino because I'm his lucky charm, and he always wins big when I'm with him. I would love to have a nice dinner with him in town, but he's not that type of man. The way he talks to me makes me feel like the luckiest female in the world. He is a passionate lovemaker, and he takes his time with attention to every little detail. He's got me wrapped around his little finger, and he knows it. I need to know that he feels the same way about me. I was at his house one night about 2 months ago, and his wife got up in the middle of the night and started calling his name. He told me to get under the bed, and I did. She walked in and told him she was having trouble sleeping and wanted to lay with him for a few minutes. He told her no because he had an early morning and he needed his rest. She got in the bed anyway, and she got on top of him and started kissing him. She could see he was already in the mood, and that was for me, not her. I got him in the mood, and she finished the job for me. Soon after they finished, she fell asleep, so he woke her up and told her to get out. She laughed and told him he could never resist her. I got from under the bed, and he kept on apologizing. I was a nervous wreck. I had to hear my man being taken advantage of, and I hated that. He could live with me, but he said he is staying there for his kids. Is he really staying for her? Wow.
Oh.
To this, I just say, come on, you cannot be this slow. You cannot. I mean, you heard it with your own ears. No matter who initiated it, they're still having sex. They are still having sex. So, yes, he's staying for her, just like he told you, and the kids, because they're married, and that's his family. That's why he's still there. He's just cheating on them with you. You're the side piece. He's not your man. He has a wife who gets in his bed while you have to hide under the bed, okay? How does this sound? You are worried about the wrong things. You're worried about him taking you to the casino because you're his lucky charm. You want him to take you to dinner instead, but you said he's not that type of man. What you should be worried about is your luck running out and his wife finding you in her house, you know, on one of those many, many times you said you've been there. Take my advice. Stop being this man's little plaything, because that's all you are. You got to break it off with him because he's not going to ever leave his wife, and you'll be forever under the bed when she comes in the bedroom. Steve?
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
This just flat out ridiculous. This is really, really close to one of the dumbest letters I've had. This lady say, I really need some advice. I met this man that's 10 years older than I am, and I really like him a lot. Okay, no problem. He's still married. Okay, well, here we go. But he and his wife are living as roommate, and he does not sleep with her anymore. Who told you that? He told you that? He told you they still live together, but they not sleeping together anymore. Okay, all right. I have gone to his house many nights and would leave before his wife and kids wake up. What? Wait a minute. You've got to be... something's really, really... You're demented. Something's really, really wrong with you. First of all, he told you he's still married, but they don't sleep together. They're just roommates. And you've been to his house many nights and would leave before his wife and kids wake up. So you mean you're stupid to let this man sneak you in the house like y'all kids? Do you... And then you get up and leave before the wife and the kids wake up. And then when he takes me out, we only go to the casino because I'm his lucky charm. And he always wins big when I'm with him. No, you go to the casino with a man because he don't have to be saying he was just with you. Because, see, at the casino, you can sit in the chair next to him. Y'all can be at the table side by side. And he can say y'all was never together. That's why you don't go nowhere but the casino. Then you said, I would love to have a nice dinner with him in town, but then see, y'all would be together. So you're not finna have no dinners with him in town. But he's not that type of man. The way he talks to me makes me feel like the luckiest female in the world. Hey, come on over to my house. Everybody sleep. I'ma do you. But then before they wake up, I'ma need you to get out. And then, hey, I want you to come down to the casino with me. Cause you my lucky charm and I win big. But we can't ever be seen nowhere having no dinner together. And then right after that, you said... The way he talks to me makes me feel like the luckiest female in the world. You stupid.
That's right. Hold on, Steve. Hold on. Hold on. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter's subject for today, trapped under his bed. We'll get back into it right after this.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's very intelligent strawberry letter. It's called The Subject Trapped Under His Bed. Wow.
This lady met this married man that told her that he don't have a relationship with his wife. He just lived as roommates in the house, and he don't sleep with her anymore. And so she done decided, she goes over this man's house many nights and would leave before his wife and kids wake up. I ain't never heard this before. Then when he takes me out, we only go to the casino because I'm his lucky charm and he always wins big when I'm with him. Then she said, I'd love to have a nice dinner with him. That's not going to happen because then it'll look like y'all together. You can go to the casino and it don't look like y'all together. She said, but he's not that type of man. Meaning, you know what she means by that? She would never be seen with me out having dinner and people know he's married because he's not that type of man. Oh, but he is the type of man who would bring you over to the house and screw you while the wife and kids are asleep. I'm sorry. I'm just really
trying to put you under the bed.
How good of a person this dude really is.
Right.
But he ain't that type of man. The way he talks about me feels the luckiest woman in female in the world. He's a passionate love maker, and he takes his time with attention to every little detail. Well, that's cause everybody sleep. And then...
Wait a minute, huh? Hey, what?
Yeah, that's just cause everybody sleep. When they wake up, that old attention to detail gonna go out the window. Nice. Matter of fact, a little bit later on in the letter, you finna find out about that. He got me wrapped around his finger, and he knows it. I know that he feels the same way about me. And I need to know that he feels the same way about me. I was at his house one night about 2 months ago, and his wife got up in the middle of the night and started calling his name. He told me to get under the bed, and I did. What?
That's the dumbest thing.
You know what?
I can't believe that.
You asked me to go stand in a closet. You can try to hide me behind them drapes. But what I'm not finna do is get up under this bed and get shot in the top of my head. That ain't what I'm finna do. So anyway, he told me to get under the bed, and I did. She walked in and told him she was having trouble sleeping and wanted to lay with him for a few minutes. He told her no, because he got an early morning and he needed his rest. She got in the bed anyway. You know why? Because that's her house and it's her husband. She got in the bed anyway, and she got on top of him and started kissing him. She could see he was already in the mood, and that was for me, not her.
Crazy.
Wait, lady.
Six?
It's her husband. She is his wife. You in her house, and now you under her bed.
Oh, child, I can't.
Why did you write us?
I could not.
Exactly.
So I got him in the mood, and she could see he was already in the mood, and that was for me, not her. I got him in the mood, and she finished the job for me.
What?
Soon after they finished, she fell asleep. So he woke her up and told her to get out. She laughed and told him he could never resist her. You know why? Because she's proven it before. That ain't the first time she done been in the room, and that ain't the first time that done happened.
Right.
Man.
Okay. She laughed and told him he could never resist her. I got from under the bed. This is so stupid. I got from under the bed, and he kept on apologizing.
I'm so sorry.
This right here, though.
He keep on doing a lot of stuff. Because when his wife got on top of him, he kept on doing that, too. And when she started kissing him, he kept on doing that. And he kept on apologizing. I was a nervous wreck. You better... What? I had to hear my man being taken advantage of.
That's not your man.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Listen to me. Lady, I don't know if you understand how sex really works. You can't take advantage of a man. A man has to be in a certain, shall we say, frame of mind.
Come on now.
In order
to
perform.
Like it was when his wife came into the bed. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right. But it don't just happen.
No.
He had to get ready for that. And you got him ready.
Yes, she did. Mm,
yeah. But Steve.
And then she finished the job. What, Shirley?
We really, really don't talk to under the bed people. We really don't. But finish.
See, lady, really don't. I don't know if you understand the position you are currently in. I would think that when he forced you to get under the bed and you had to listen to them have sex,
yes,
that you would know that you ain't the most important woman in the world.
Okay.
I thought that you might know that he got you hid and tucked away.
Literally.
Now, he could live with me, but he said he's staying there for the kids. Is he really staying for her? Listen to me. He showed you who he was staying for. The kids didn't come in there and climb in the bed and say they couldn't get no sleep. She did. He ain't staying there for the kids. The kids sleep all night long. Matter of fact, they don't get up to go to the bathroom. They pee in the bed.
And get out from under that bed. All right. Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.